Welcome to Fervent Prayer with Margaret Mullings. Come on in, wherever you are geographically. Begin to bless the Lord, to worship Him, to give Him glory and honor. And right at this very moment, you may be experiencing heartache and pain, extreme pain. But I encourage you to see God higher than your pain and to focus on God's word. Because it is God who performs his word spoken out of my mouth. And I'd like to send a special shout out and a warm welcome to those of you who are tuning in the islands of the seas, on the four continents of the world. And in every nation, God knows where you are, and He has not forgotten you. You will find me in the book of James, James chapter 5, and I will read from verse 13. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call on the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And that was the New King James Version. And I'd like to read verse 16, which is the King James Version. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Yes, my friend, before we pray, believe in your heart whatever it is that you are requesting or asking of God to do in your life. God is the God of the impossible, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Yes, faith pleases God, the prayer of faith. So, as I pray for you, activate your faith and believe God for that miracle, that healing, that situation, whatever it is, believe God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pause at this moment to give you praise, to give you glory, to give you honor, and to magnify and glorify your name. And Father, your word says that he that comes to you must believe that you are, and that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you, Father. Father, you said to each of us, you've given us a measure of faith. And Father, you said, if we have faith, it is written, if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, that we can speak to the mountain, we can speak to that problem, we can speak to sickness, we can speak to every disease, every circumstance right now. And we can say, problem, situation, disease, be thou removed, be plucked up by the root and go over yonder into the midst of the sea. And that mountain, that problem, that sickness, that situation has got to disappear because of your word, Father. And so, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, stir the hearts of everyone under the sound of my voice, Father, that each of us would pray the prayer of faith, standing on your word, confessing your word, believing your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we may be healed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Force us, each of us, Father, to pray for one another. In the name of Jesus, Father, help us to be quick to forgive and to release hurt, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, for your word says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so, Father, right now, miracle, that sickness, that, oh my Father, that oppression, that depression that is looming over that person, that young man, that young woman right now, that boy, that girl in that home right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call upon divine intervention to show up right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I call upon the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to show up in the hospital room in the name of Jesus, in that hospice where the doctors have given up and say that they can do nothing else. Oh, my Father, show up. Resurrection power of Jesus Christ, show up. Father, for it is written in your word that Jesus, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. For the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Oh, Father's faith is stirred in the name of Jesus. Father, I believe. Cause each heart to believe that just as Jesus was passing by and he saw the widow woman carrying on the way to the graveyard to bury her only son, and Jesus passed by and touched Briar of the coffin and said to the young man, arise. And the young man arose and he gave the young man to his mother. That same faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, for it is written in your word that greater work shall we do, Father. Help each and every one, Father, as their faith is stirred to believe you for greater works, to believe you for their healing right now, to believe you for their deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. That situation, that problem, whatever it is that seems impossible, Father. Father, that each of us will believe that nothing shall be impossible, Father, in the name of Jesus. Or that one who's broken, those lives that have been shattered. Father, you specialize in brokenness. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, restore, heal, and deliver and set free, Father. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. Oh, Father, cause there to be a bubbling up within of joy. And Father, let there be a stirring within of hope in the name of Jesus right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, manifest in the name of Jesus those provisions that are needed for families who are in distress right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, manifest, oh God, your word and demonstration in the hospitals right now. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, so the doctors and the caregivers, Father, in the name of Jesus, give them, in the name of Jesus, all caregivers, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give them strength to impart your strength, Father, in the name of Jesus, for them to remain healthy and to continue moving forward in your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, Father. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus right now, to those who are in prison, behind prison bars, in the name of Jesus, Father, let your presence visit them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, those who have been institutionalized, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'd move by your spirit and divinely intervene right now in the name of Jesus. Father, let there be no lack. And to those who are listening right now, in the name of Jesus, that have unspoken requests, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would manifest those unspoken requests, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that men would testify, that women would testify, that parents would testify, that husbands and wives would testify, Father, of your healing power, of your delivering power, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, I pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank each and every one of you for tuning in to this first episode of Fervent Prayer. And I'd just like to leave this encouragement with you. And I want to leave it as a question to you. It's to me first. The Lord will visit you. But the question is, will the Lord find a place to begin in your life? Will you give him a place in your heart so that he can begin to do the work within? Will you allow Jesus Christ to reign on the throne of your heart? Think about that question. Think about it. And I challenge you right where you are, if you haven't done so already, to make Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life and allow Jesus Christ to reign on the throne of your heart. Pray about everything. Prayer changes things. Be fervent in your prayers. God will answer you. And so, until our next episode, God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you.